just what I hear. He must feel right. He's at the party of the year. COOL. I'm a cool party girl in a cool party world.
Lauren and Molly with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government will join the Commonwealth as a gold partner of the Australian Pavilion at the World Expo 2025 in Osaka Kansai. Through the World Expo, Australia will connect with the Japanese community and millions of international visitors to showcase the nation's culture, technology and products. This will create opportunities to advance trade, tourism and investment with Japan, as well as provide dedicated events for partners and guests of the Australian Pavilion to promote their services. Australian businesses will soon be able to submit their interest in joining Team Australia as part of the Pavilion at Expo 2025.
And the proposed $1 billion auto mall at Brisbane Airport has been scrapped, just shy of 10 years after it was first announced. The automotive precinct, which would have included restaurants, car dealerships, service centres and a 2.4-kilometre performance track, was forecast by Brisbane Airport Corporation to bring 1.4 million annual visitors to the site by 2026. The now abandoned project leaves behind more than 120 acres of semi-developed land.
And in national news, the Australian Catholic University has launched an internal inquiry into its security contractor, Asset Group Solutions. This comes after the ABC discovered the founder of the company was charged with being part of a scheme to bribe a Commonwealth public official in an alleged attempt to head off a multi-million dollar tax bill. AGS founder John Zeitown also had a secret business relationship with former ACU employee Jai West, who oversaw the university's security contract.
And a resort in the Northern Territory has been forced to temporarily close as the cost of transporting water to the site exceeded $100,000 per month. The Glen Helen Resort, 133 kilometres from Alice Springs, has been trucking water 18 kilometres from a state government-owned bore west of the site. Chief Operations Manager Matt Lang said it was a difficult decision to make, considering the closure comes during peak tourism season for the region and will impact 400 existing bookings.
And in international news, Harvard University scientists say the tiny metal balls found in the ocean near Papua New Guinea could be the first evidence of civilization outside our solar system. Scientists collected fragments believed to belong to a huge 500-kilogram interstellar meteor, saying it could have come from an alien spacecraft. Professor A.V. Loeb, who led the expedition to find the remains of the fireball in 2014, said it travelled at a speed of 60 kilometres per second beyond the solar system, which is faster than 95% of all stars.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
4ZZZ, 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 4ZZZ. I said roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up.